Welcome in. Welcome back to another episode of the Format Podcast. Got a pretty interesting show for you here today. It's Throwback Thursday, so we're going to take this time to highlight somebody who's no longer playing, but who is one of the all-time greats and maybe doesn't get all the shine that they should. And today, that guy is none other than Larry Legend himself, Larry Bird, a.k.a. the Hick from French Lick, the Boston Celtics legend. So we're going to talk about him, but before we do, you know what time it is. If you're here on YouTube and you haven't already, please make sure you go ahead, click that like, that subscribe, that notification bell. Make sure you're kept up to date whenever we drop new content on the channel. If you want the audio-only version of the podcast, open up your audio podcast platform, hit the search bar, type in The Format Podcast, and we should come right up. If you're enjoying the content, make sure you give us that like, that five-star review, and drop a comment. All that stuff helps us rise in the algorithm, helps us find more sports fans, helps more sports fans find us. And finally, make sure you write it down, put it in your phone, set an alarm, do whatever you got to do to remember. Saturday nights at 7 p.m., we are live here on the Format Podcast, and we'll give you the opportunity to call in, talk to us, get at me. I love it. I can't wait. Okay, so this is, again, Throwback Thursday. Going to talk some Larry Legend himself, Larry Bird. And I was actually with the NFL draft day one tonight. I was going to do a show on Jim Brown, arguably the greatest football player of all time in NFL history. One of the greatest running backs. Personally, I have Barry Sanders as the greatest running back of all time, but I'm not mad at anyone who has Jim Brown. 9 years, 12,000 plus rushing yards, absolute freak. But anyway, the reason why I didn't do that is because the NFL is really, they're not very giving in terms of allowing people to use footage. So I got to figure out where I can get some quality Jim Brown footage without getting my video demonetized. Definitely don't want to do that. But instead, we'll take it back to the NBA, and we are going to talk about, like I said, the one and only Larry Bird, a.k.a. the Hick from French Lick. So this is a guy that I think he's so incredible. And one of the reasons why Larry Bird is so amazing is because to this day, anytime you see a white American basketball player or a white player, period, who's doing anything of consequence in the NBA, he often gets, or I guess even on any level, he often gets compared to Larry Bird. Larry Bird is the standard bearer for white basketball players. And realistically, he should be one of the standard bearers for basketball players, period. He is a guy that was so incredible because he didn't have elite athleticism, but he was so smart in understanding the game. He was an elite passer, an elite skill guy in terms of shooting the basketball, a tremendous rebounder on the greatest front court in the history of the game, and in conjunction with Magic Johnson, literally the savior of the NBA. And when you talk about Larry Bird, this is a guy, I mean, I know that a lot of the younger fans didn't see him play and probably don't have any interest. This is a guy that I regard as the best small forward of all time. Yes, that includes LeBron James. I do believe Larry Bird is the best small forward of all time. And in a few minutes, we're going to get into that. But just, you know, to show you some of the things that this guy did, I mean, literally, he was a legend. And it's funny because his nickname was Larry Legend, right? One of the things I love about Bird is that he was an absolutely elite passer, 6.3 assists per game for his career. One of the original guys in terms of the step back jump shot, and not this step back you see now where guys are traveling all over the place and taking multiple steps after the step back. Nope, a real step back, jab step and then one step back. You see in this video here the tremendous skill in terms of the touch passes and the way that he can move the basketball with ease. Larry Bird, obviously, he wasn't the passer Magic Johnson was, but he was an incredible passer still. He was a small forward, and, you know, a small forward's job is to get buckets. But the reason he was so amazing, because if you historically look at the all-time great small forwards, very few of them were great passers, right? Bird, LeBron. I'm trying to think of another elite all-time small forward that was a great passer. It's a very short list. It's like Bird and LeBron, and I'm not sure who else. But the reason I say this is Bird, he played with a Hall of Fame point guard for a good portion of his career, and that was Dennis Johnson, God rest the dead. And so Dennis Johnson was the primary ball handler, initiator of offense, and Bird still averages only one less assist per game for his career than LeBron does, and he didn't have the ball in his hands nearly as much as LeBron has. And so there has to be something said for that. Just everyone talks about his ability to see the game, you know, multiple plays ahead. And if you go back and watch him play, I'm not just talking about the highlights. Obviously, the highlights are amazing if you look at them. But if you actually go back and watch games, and I'll say this, it was a very different game then, so kind of be prepared for that in terms of so much more inside play, a slower pace. But if you just watch how Larry Bird was able to do things, how he was able to manipulate the game, and I don't mean manipulate the game the way I've spoken about it in terms of LeBron. I mean manipulate the game in terms of within the white lines in those 48 minutes, right? In terms of, excuse me, his ability to see plays before they happen, his ability to set things in motion, his ability to make big shots, his ability to lead a team. One of the things I love most about Larry Bird is this is a guy that averages 10 rebounds per game for his career. Again, not super athletic. It's that Celtics team has the greatest front court in the history of basketball, right? Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, Robert Parrish, all three Hall of Famers. The middle portion of Bird's career, you have Bill Walton coming off the bench. That's another Hall of Famer, big. And all these guys are outstanding rebounders. And you look at Bird, he's averaging 10 rebounds per game. Again, not particularly strong, not particularly super athletic. He's not jumping out of the gym, but what? He knew how to get position. He knew how to play the game. He understood it. He watched where the ball goes. Like, these guys are savants. They truly understand the game. And then you talk about Bird and his shooting ability. He's 50-40-90, I think, twice in his career, and within a hair on one of those three categories, whether it's the free throw or the 3-point or the field goal percentage, three other times in his career. So he could have very easily been 50-40-90 five times. I think Steve Nash is the only guy who's got 50-40-90 more times than Larry Bird does. And so the all-around skill set that Bird had, like, he could initiate offense, but that wasn't really his job. He could score. He's a little over 24 points a game for his career. Now, let's compare that. I'm sure that a lot of people are saying, 24 points a game, that's not that much, right? But that's really the delineation for the all-time great scorers in the game, right? Because having a 24 points per game or a higher scoring average is crazy, because like most people, as they age, their scoring averages go down, or they have an injury season where their scoring average is lower, and that's going to bring it down. You look at a guy like Carmelo Anthony, most of the younger fans and viewers are going to say, well, he was better than Bird and he was a better scorer than Bird. He was really, really good. He wasn't a better scorer than Bird. Not even at his peak, right? Because I want to say, I don't think Melo ever averaged 30 and Bird averaged 29.9 in his highest scoring season. So at their best, Bird could score with Melo. But if you look at the totality of the career, Melo, I think, averages 22 a game for his career. And I'm sure a lot of the younger fans would say that Melo was the better scorer. But nah, not really the case. Bird was the better rebounder, and he didn't have the physical tools Melo had. He's easily the much better passer, better court vision. He could see the floor much better and just make those type of plays. And obviously, Bird was a winner, right? Three championships and three straight MVPs. And that's one of the hallmarks right there, the three straight MVPs, 1984, 1985, 1986, I believe, are the three straight. So, I mean, how many players can say they've done that, right? Not many. LeBron can't say that, Shaq, Kobe. I don't know if Mike had three straight. What has he got, five MVPs? I don't know if Kareem did. But the point is, Bird was that special. And one of the other things I love with Bird is obviously him and Magic Johnson basically save basketball, right? To this day, their national championship matchup in 1979, Michigan State versus Indiana State, I think Indiana State was 33-0 going into that game. And obviously, Magic and Michigan State won that game. And that is still to this day the highest rated college basketball game of all time in terms of viewership. And so that right there started the rivalry, Bird and Magic. And of course, you couldn't design it any better, right? Straight out of Central Casting. Larry Bird, the country boy from the Midwest, from the sticks in Indiana. He goes to hardworking blue collar Boston. He becomes a Celtic. Magic Johnson, the showman, the guy who, if you remember, he said he modeled some of his stuff after Pistol Pete, not all of it, but some of it. He modeled other stuff after Dr. J. He's talked about that. So then he goes to Los Angeles. He gets with the Lakers and Showtime is born. And so you got traditional rivals in the Lakers and Celtics. You got the black versus white. Obviously, we know this is America, right? That's always going to be part of the equation. You got the black versus white. You got the Lakers versus Celtics. You got the East Coast versus West Coast. Everything lines up perfectly. Magic Johnson wins the championship as a rookie. Larry Bird wins rookie of the year. And Larry Bird, I believe, for his first 9 seasons consecutively, all NBA first team. And then, of course, the 3 MVPs. So everything was perfect. The league was brilliant and sold it perfectly. And between Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, they literally saved the NBA. And by 1984, in comes this young hurricane, Michael Jordan, and blah, 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 so on and so forth. But yeah, Larry Bird, he was so special, man. This dude, I mean, so I'm showing these highlights again because it just takes me back to someplace amazing. And the crazy thing is Larry Bird played pretty much from the middle of his career on, I want to say like 1985, the rest of the way, with severe nerve damage in his back, a lot of problems, nerve damage in his back, damage to both feet, I think bone spurs in his heels. He had to get surgery to get that taken care of. It got to the point that later in his career, he literally was in traction before games. I know you remember from the Dream Team times, he used to lay on the floor when he wasn't in the game, because if he tried to sit on the bench, that'd tighten up on you and you have a hell of a time getting up. If anyone's ever had back issues, you know what I'm talking about. I damaged my back in the military, and back issues is not something that you want to play with, man, because when that back tweaks on you, you can barely move. I don't know how this guy had the pain tolerance he had to do the things he did. So Larry Bird, I think, retires after the 92 season. And I distinctly remember, I was in high school in 1992. And this was when the NBA was still on NBC. And it was a Sunday afternoon. And I wore uniforms at school. I went to Catholic school. Shout out Bishop McNamara High School, Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Anyway, so I'm pressing all my clothes for the week, because that's what I would do on Sunday afternoons. I would press all my uniforms for the week while I was watching basketball. And it was the Celtics and the Portland Trail Blazers. And this is when the Blazers were really, really good. And this was the year they were going to come out of the West and they were going to play against the Bulls in the finals. And Clyde Drexler was basically considered 1A to Michael Jordan. And people were actually asking the question, is Clyde Drexler better than Michael Jordan or as good as Mike? And well, we know Mike got upset about that and took care of it in the finals. But anyway, so this is in April. I can't remember exactly what day it was, but it was a Sunday afternoon, NBA on NBC in April. And the Celtics are playing against the Trailblazers. This is Bird's last big game. And I'll never forget, he had a triple-double with 49 points, 14 rebounds, and 12 assists in double overtime in the Celtics win. And, you know, he was basically on his last legs, but he summoned up another great game. And this is the things, these are the things that the all-time greats can do. And when you look at a guy like Larry Bird, and I can't encourage you enough to go back and look at Larry Bird, look at the games and look at the highlights, right? The highlights themselves are amazing, but look at the games as well, because the dude was so special. And again, between him and Magic, they saved the league. And Bird is so special that now anytime you see a white player doing amazing things, i.e. Luka Doncic, i.e. Nikola Jokic, whenever you see a white player doing these type of special things, you're always looking, is this guy going to be the next Larry Bird? You know? And so that's why he's so awesome. He's so incredible. And it doesn't hurt that I'm a Celtics fan, obviously. So there's some of that. But in all seriousness, he is easily, in my estimation, the top 10 player of all time. I think I have him number 4 all time on my list. But maybe that's high for some of you guys. But at the end of the day, he's still one of the greatest to ever do it. 897 career games, 24 points per game, 10 rebounds per game, 6.3 assists per game, 49.6% from the field. We can round that up to 50, 38% from three, and 89% from the stripe. The dude was absolutely amazing. So yeah, go check out Larry Bird. And this is just my shout out to him, showing this guy some love, because as we get further and further away from his playing career, even though he's still around the league, I think he does some consulting work for the Indiana Pacers. Obviously, he head coached them to a finals appearance in 2000 against the Lakers. And the Pacers lost that series 4-2. But the point is Larry's a legend, man. And as we get further and further away from his playing career, a lot of times people forget just how great he was. So I wanted to come on here and on this Throwback Thursday, show this guy some love and let everybody know how special he was. So leave your comments in the comment section if you remember Larry Bird, or if you go back and watch Larry Bird, what you think about him and where you think he stands, I still believe he's the greatest small forward of all time. I believe he's better than Kevin Durant. I believe he's better than LeBron James. I believe he's better than all those guys, Dr. J, Dominique Wilkins, et cetera, et cetera. Leave your comments in the comment section. Let me know your thoughts on Bird. I can't wait to hear from you, and I'm out. Peace.